Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know, I was just telling Austin before we came on the air, do you ever have those days where you just feel good? You know, it's just like, it's a good day. Well, today, yeah. Not only it being Valentine's Day, and this really has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but it's just one of those good feel-good days. The weather's great out there. The traffic was flowing good. No delays on the Garcon Bridge. Hey, it worked out to be a pretty nice darn day. Driving down Davis Highway, I want to throw this at you. If you're driving down Davis Highway, let me give you a reference point there, the HCA Florida West Hospital, okay?
Okay.
Just to the other side of the street, you notice they got a big clearing of land there. And I was always wondering, what in the heck are they putting up over there? I finally found out. And maybe you have been a little curious in your traversing that part of the roadway. It's going to be a new Wawa convenience store.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. It's 8530. If you want to put it in your GPS or tracking or whatever, 8530 North Davis Highway is going to be the new address there. Motorists will be able to access Wawa using either East Johnson Avenue or North Davis Highway. But I found that interesting because I followed up on it because going past that darn thing for days and days and days and seeing all this construction activity, thinking, what's going on over there? Yeah. And now you know.
And now you know.
And now you know. Okay. Interesting day in the markets. Stocks ending mixed following mixed profits from big companies. Laura Cantner has those numbers for us.
U.S. energy firms added oil and natural gas rigs for a third week in a row, the first time since December of 2023. Energy services firm Baker Hughes reporting the findings Friday. The total count was still down 33 rigs, or 5%, compared to this time last year. Airbnb made a profit in the holiday quarter, bookings were up, and the short-term rental platform is planning to use AI for customer service and planning your trips. President Trump announcing Friday that tariffs on auto imports will begin around April 2nd. Stocks ending Friday mixed, the Dow ending down 165 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, and the NASDAQ up 81. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump, he's been a busy bee, hasn't he? He's aiming for an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates in schools. He signed an executive order today that will bar schools that still have mandates from receiving federal funds. Trump had promised to withhold funding from schools that had vaccine or mask mandates during his campaign.
Okay, what a day today is. Okay, now I'm going to shift gears on you. I was bragging about how good I felt. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
What a great day. You know, it's time for love. But unfortunately, it's also a prime opportunity for scammers looking to prey on hopeful romantics. You have to spoil the good stuff, a good vibe.
Got to kill my vibe.
Yeah. Romance scams cost Americans some $1.14 billion. Now, if you're out there looking for love, you need to be on high alert with the right knowledge. You can protect yourself and your finances from heartbreak. Watch out for these scams. Long distance lover, the fake profile. The I need a gift card trick scam, cryptocurrency con, and then the sextortion scam. You corrected me on that. I think it was right. You were telling me sextortion.
Sextortion, yeah.
Yeah, sextortion.
Such a clever name.
Really, it's such a name we could forget probably. Now that you know the red flags, protect yourself and your finances from these criminals. But I too. I'm looking forward to getting off the air this afternoon. Not that I'm not having a good time, but going home and having my Valentine's celebration.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I was going to save this for later in the hour, but since you mentioned Valentine's Day already, I'll go ahead and, you know, knock it out of the park now. Apparently, statistically, Gen Z is more likely to blur the romantic line at work. A new survey commissioned by Resume Genius shows that nearly half of Gen Z workers have had a physical relationship with a coworker, while a similar number of millennials have slept with a coworker. That number drops down to 35% of Gen X and 21% of baby boomers. Hey, I'm Gen Z, so Chris, look out. I'm on the prowl.
Listen, I got something to pass along to you guys. Do not mess around in the office. Do not get
that
into a relationship.
That can be very dramatic.
Don't even go there. Hey, it may be great at the time. It's going to bite you. I promise you, it will be something you're going to say, what in the world did I do that for?
The only way you probably won't regret it is if it turns into a happily ever after story, which chances are it won't.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. And while we're talking on Valentine's, okay, let's just go ahead and clean the closet out here. New data showing Americans are spending more money this Valentine's Day. Kelly Sabarini reporting from Chicago.
In a one-week period leading up to Valentine's Day, jewelry sales surged about 140% from last month. There's a record $27.5 billion being spent. That tops the record set back in 2020, back to pre-pandemic levels. This as the cost to create these pastries and the delicious chocolates and all the things has all increased exponentially. We've seen the price of cocoa go up 81%, the price of eggs 65%. This as even the local farmers are basically turning into wholesalers.
Alrighty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, it's a pretty busy Friday. Just going to let you know now. We do have some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, something that you're going to have to keep an eye out for, not just throughout this afternoon, but also throughout the weekend. Downtown Pensacola, in and around the Bay Center, we do have Pensacon going on starting today, so be on the lookout for that and all passerbys in that area. Then on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've got a lot of congestion there. And on Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, there's more congestion than usual in that area also. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Saturday, potentially. High of 73, low of 63.
4:17, News Radio 92.3. And coming up at 5:12 today, you kind of tweaked it out of me. I was going to mention it. Pensacon.
Yeah.
Julio Diaz coming to these very microphones this afternoon, 5:12. We're going to find out how day one went. You were down there. Tell me about it.
It was pretty busy, long lines to start, even for the VIP areas, people just filing in. A lot of people dressed up, of course, had the cat down there, taking some photos with folks, so it was a pretty good vibe.
I love it down there this time of year. Mm-hmm. I love Pensacon. I think it's a great event. Recruitment of emergency responders in Escambia County going in the wrong direction. Yeah, in October, there were 11 openings for paramedics. As of Thursday, that number now stands at about 17. The shortage of emergency responders in Escambia County is continuing. I think that is a safe thing that we can surmise out of this. And the new EMS chief, Christopher Watts, saying the county is currently negotiating new pay for positions, but the shortage comes down to more than just those dollars.
You could work other jobs for the same or even better pay in some cases and have much less responsibility than people's lives. So that's a contributing factor. And unfortunately, it's just we're not recruiting enough people into the field to begin with.
Okay, Watts says the agency partners with local colleges to expose more people to the field. Now they are expanding their recruitment beyond the county. Watts says the challenge is getting people trained.
Most paramedic programs take a year and a half to 2 years to create new paramedics to the field.
Okay, Watts says also he can't put a timeline on how quickly they will be able to hire more paramedics. But he is hopeful to fill all the roles by the end of the summer. And by the way, county's still offering that $10,000 sign-on bonus, which comes along with a 3-year commitment.
Not bad at all. 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Vice President J.D. Vance meeting with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and talking about this Russia-Ukraine war, maybe some resolutions to it, maybe some plans on how to resolve it, details on how that discussion went, and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. While we've been talking about the financials, stock markets, and bringing you up to speed on the individual markets here, I got a fresh report saying Americans pulled back their spending last month. Jenny Casola breaks down the numbers for you.
Retail sales declined in January. The drop was 0.9%. Economists were predicting a drop of just 0.1%. Excluding autos, the decline is 0.4%. The month did include California wildfires and winter storms, and retail sales are not adjusted for inflation, so at least part of the decline could reflect lower prices than a year before. And December's reading was revised higher to a 0.7% increase. Compared with January a year ago, retail sales were up 4.2%. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And mortgage rates down slightly today. Home buyers, home sellers watching the numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.04%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.48%.
Alrighty, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, our worst looking areas are going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, or traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some pretty heavy congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And we do have a wave of congestion on I-10. This is if you are traveling westbound towards exit 7, that is Pine Forest Road. Last thing I want to tell you about the roads, look out if you're heading into downtown Pensacola near the Bay Center, because Pensacon is underway. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 60. Saturday, maybe a little bit rainy, high of 73. Sunday, though, gets a little bit chillier, high of 68.
Julio Diaz, 512 on News Radio 92.3. We'll be talking Pensacon activities today. Hey, Russia has reportedly detained another U.S. citizen just days after releasing one in a swap for a convicted money launderer. Eben Brown has the story.
Russian officials have a U.S. citizen in custody they say was in possession of drugs. Russian media identified the American only by a first initial of K and a last name of Byers. And being 28 years old, Russian customs claims Byers tried to smuggle a significant amount of cannabis-laced marmalade into the country on a flight to Moscow from Istanbul. The detainment comes as Russia released U.S. schoolteacher Mark Fogel, who had been held longer than 3 years for possessing medicinal marijuana, in exchange for the U.S. returning convicted Russian money launderer Alexander Vinnick. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Vice President J.D. Vance says he and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky had fruitful conversations concerning the Russia-Ukraine war. The two leaders met today at the Munich Security Conference, and Zelensky said his country will work with the U.S. on a plan on how to stop Putin and finish the war once and for all.
Okay, Hamas releasing the list of hostages to be released this weekend, and Ryan Schmelz has the details.
The hostages include 36-year-old dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Sagi Dekel-Hen, 29-year-old dual Russian-Israeli citizen Alexander Trupanov, and 46-year-old Israeli Yair Horn. That according to statements from both Israel and Hamas. Hamas says it expects Israel to release 36 Palestinians serving life sentences in Israeli prisons, and for 333 Palestinians arrested during the war to be sent back to Gaza. The hostage release comes after a series of delays, with both sides alleging the other broke the terms of a recent ceasefire agreement. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And President Trump establishing an energy council that he's previously said would look to achieve energy dominance. Trump signed an executive order earlier today, but its text has yet to be released. When he announced his plans for the council last year, he said it would have a path toward dominance by cutting red tape, enhancing private sector investments across all sectors of the economy, and by focusing on innovation over longstanding but totally unnecessary regulation.
428, News Radio 92.3. Here's your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. A new lawsuit accuses Sean Diddy Combs of drugging and sexually assaulting a model at a 1999 NYC party. The anonymous accuser claims Diddy offered her a place to rest, but then assaulted her for hours. Diddy's legal team denies the allegations, calling the lawsuit baseless. Lily Collins celebrated Valentine's Day by sharing a heartwarming family photo with husband Charlie McDowell and their newborn. The actress expressed her overwhelming love, calling the day even sweeter and more special with their new addition. The couple welcomed their baby via surrogate just over 2 weeks ago. Former Eagles guitarist Don Felder was rushed off stage after suffering a medical emergency in the middle of a song. Don's team has since posted an update to social media explaining that the rocker was simply dehydrated. I'm Wild, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Alrighty, and a federal judge in Seattle issuing a temporary restraining order that blocks President Trump's directive stopping funding for gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Washington State's attorney general filed the lawsuit that was joined by several other states. The lawsuit argued the president's order violates the Fifth Amendment's equal protection guarantee, and the order applies nationwide and remains in place until another hearing is held.
Okay, here's an investment in your future. Tonight, of course, it's Mega Millions, $129 million. $58.6 million, that's your cash option heading out the door. They'll make that drawing at 10 o'clock. Play wisely and good luck on that.
And also, since we're just about a minute away from our Fox News break and we always return with sports, wanted to touch on this very quickly. Saturday has a pretty loaded slate of some ranked teams playing, but one of them is Clemson. Clemson traveling to Tallahassee to take on Florida State. You can listen to that on our sister station, I'm assuming, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And of course, Florida State is coming off a big win over Wake Forest. I don't know if you know anything about that, Chris, but Wake blew a double-digit lead. But as you can see, I'm still shameless enough to wear their merch.
Yes, you are a glutton for punishment, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in less than 7 days, a new mint-flavored treat coming to a drive-thru near you. You've heard us talking about this for the past, I guess, week or so.
Yes.
Girl Scouts teamed up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. A swirl goes on sale Friday, February 21st, and I can't wait for that. Hey, coming up, less than 7 minutes, we're going to talk a lot of sports today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge hearing arguments over whether DOE should be allowed to access Treasury Department records after 19 Democrat state attorneys general sued to stop them. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox News the judge will rule against the states.
They will fail. It's the president's right to control the budget. And these are our tax dollars that have been squandered away.
Democrats claim DOGE having access would put Americans' personal data at risk. The National Transportation Safety Board releasing some findings in their investigation into the deadly crash between a military helicopter and passenger jet near Reagan National Airport in Washington. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the crew on the Army's Black Hawk helicopter may not have heard air traffic control's order to pass behind the passenger jet before the aircraft's collided.
67 people were killed in the incident. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Moderna today posted fourth quarter revenue that beat estimates, but it did lose more than expected as the company continues to cut costs amid waning demand for their COVID vaccines. Shares are currently flat. On Wall Street, during the final trading session of a strong week so far, stocks were mixed. The Dow dropped 165, the S&P 500 was off by less than a point, and the NASDAQ grew by 81. Americans shopping for their loved ones are expected to spend $14.6 billion this year, according to the latest annual survey from the National Retail Federation. That's shy of a $500 million increase over last year. Experts with the NRF say despite strong spending trends, inflation could play a role in whether consumers choose to splurge or scale the spending back. U.S. crude oil futures for March are falling nearly 1%, sitting below $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Get your max refund at TaxSlayer.com and file fearlessly. Before Super Bowl 59, an unnamed Kansas City Chiefs coach, while answering a question from Henry McKenna of Fox Sports, admitted that getting to the Super Bowl so many times gets old. If that was a serious quote, Andy Reid must find out who said it and fire that coach immediately. Because if Super Bowl fatigue kicks in for any coach, then you shouldn't be coaching the NFL or on any level of football. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, now, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see Pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is another brutal road week for Pensacola, traveling up to Birmingham for a game tonight and actually through the weekend. The Flyers return home against Evansville. Three-game series beginning February 21st, Friday night. It's the Friday, Saturday night. Puck drop 7:05 on Sunday. It'll drop about 4:05. U.S. is going to take on Canada in the NHL's Four Nations face-off. Jared Max has the details.
After Team USA finished off Finland 6-1 Thursday in its opening game of the NHL's Four Nations Faceoff that replaced the league's traditional All-Star weekend this year, Saturday, Team USA will face off in Montreal against Team Canada, which also won its opening game of the tournament Wednesday, but needed overtime to do so. The reason Canada trails Team USA in the standings by 1 point. After each nation has played one another, the top two teams in the standings will meet in the final Thursday in Boston. Saturday's game between the U.S. and Canada will get played at Bell Center, home of the Montreal Canadiens, where before Thursday's USA-Finland game, many fans booed during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner, a recent trend at sporting events north of the border, in response to President Trump's threat to issue tariffs on Canada. Jared Max, Fox News.
All I'm going to say, Canada, is if you lose to the U.S., that's pretty embarrassing. It's hockey. That's what you do. I will say, 6-1, if you're not much of a hockey fan, just know that is a complete domination. When I saw that the U.S. did that to Finland, I was proud to be an American. Also want to touch on this. We had mentioned this earlier this week, but it's now been made official. Former Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel is officially the state's new lieutenant governor. He was sworn in today in a ceremony at the state capitol and was confirmed by the Ohio House and Senate after he was nominated for the position by Governor Mike DeWine. He will fill the role recently vacated by John Husted, who in turn is taking the U.S. Senate seat that was now held by, or that was held by now VP J.D. Vance.
Okay, Austin, interesting day in Gulf Breeze proper. Earlier, it happened in the school's parking lot. Now, apparently, quite a few people were concerned about what looked like a heavy police presence in the lot, thinking it might be a school-related incident. Not the case. Turned out to be a traffic stop. Everything on campus was just fine.
Oh, well, that's good.
Nice, positive story to pass on.
Yeah, I'd much rather overreact than underreact. But there was an actual crisis at the Eagles Super Bowl victory parade today, unfortunately. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Philadelphia police say two people were shot earlier today near the parade. It happened less than a mile from the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the endpoint for the team's parade. It's not yet clear what led up to the shooting, and conditions of the victims have also not been released.
439, News Radio 92.3, the home of a former San Jose State assistant volleyball coach who has been outspoken about transgender athletes, is shot at the Scotts Valley, California arena. Ted Lindner has more.
Scotts Valley police say the weapon used to shoot at former coach Melissa Beatty Smoose's home was a pellet gun, and it's being investigated as an act of vandalism. Police say nobody was hurt. No suspect or motive has been determined. Beatty Smoose's contract with San Jose State was not renewed on January 31st after she was suspended from the program in November. She had previously filed a Title IX complaint against the program over a situation involving transgender volleyball player Blair Fleming. She's also a plaintiff in a lawsuit against SJSU and the Mountain West Conference. Police say so far there's no link between the shooting and the coach's Title IX complaint or departure from the program, but the investigation is ongoing. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All righty. It is NBA All-Star Weekend this upcoming weekend, starting tomorrow. Each team will have around 30 games remaining when they return to the hardwood next week. The East's Cleveland Cavaliers and the West's Oklahoma City Thunder are currently sitting atop each conference. The reigning champ Boston Celtics sit second in the East, while the defending Western Conference champ Dallas Mavericks sit eighth. And the Knicks, Pacers, Bucks round out the top five in the East. Meanwhile, over in the West, the Grizzlies, Nuggets, Rockets, and Lakers check in behind OKC in the West.
Not the only thing happening this weekend. NASCAR returns Sunday with the the Daytona 500.
Yes.
It's they call it the crown jewel of event for racing. Big event. Big event. In fact, President Trump's going to be down there for the race on Sunday.
Yeah, that dude's at every sporting event now.
Joe Morgan has the details.
The field is set for the 67th running of the Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway. Thursday night saw two 60-lap dual races that determined the field. There were four open spots in the race, two of which were claimed by Jimmy Johnson and Martin Truex Jr. during Wednesday's single-car qualifying session. Justin Allgaier earned a spot in Sunday's race due to his performance in Duel 1, while Corey LaJoie is in the Great American Race with his finish in Duel 2. The Daytona 500 gets underway Sunday at 2:30 Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we were talking just recently this week about Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce kind of mulling over retirement. Well, reportedly, the Chiefs have given him around 30 days to inform the team if he's going to do so or not. The Athletic citing a team source that the Chiefs gave him a March 14th deadline to make a decision on his retirement. The 10-time Pro Bowl selection has just said that he isn't making any crazy decisions about the decision during his and his brother Jason's New Heights podcast, which came out just Wednesday.
One thing that they don't have to worry about down in Daytona, that is snow. Opinion and situation unraveling this afternoon and moving into the weekend. Bad snowstorms, ice storms up in the north. Areas near the Midwest, Great Lakes, bracing for more snow. Robert Ray has more from Chicago.
If you thought that there was enough snow in Chicago and that the cold temps and the wind was over, well, we got news for you. More snow coming tonight, Valentine's Day, and it will continue all weekend long across the Great Lakes and the Upper Midwest. Chicago in the bullseye. Once again, we will see how much of that beautiful white snow does fall here in the Chi, and maybe up to 6 inches over the course of the next 48 hours. But those models, yeah, we have them, and they are strong, but Lake Michigan controls a lot of the weather, so we'll just have to see how all of these weather patterns do come in. And then sub-zero temps, they are coming all next week in Chicago. Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And got this word earlier today. Pope Francis in the hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff was admitted to a hospital in Rome this morning for what the Vatican said was treatment for bronchitis and diagnostic testing. Today's development is just the latest in a years-long string of concerns over the health of the leader of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics.
443, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and you know how we know that the president is going to be at Daytona?
How's that?
Well, what happened was the FAA issued a pair of temporary flight restrictions for the airspace this weekend over Palm Beach and the Mar-a-Lago Club and for Daytona Beach. So I kind of gave the indication. CBS is reporting the move today that Trump's going to be in Florida. So we were following that from a CBS report earlier this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. And at least one in five American women over the age of 50 have osteoporosis, but many don't know it. Updated guidelines from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommend women 65 and older to have a bone density scan to screen for the bone disease. Osteoporosis is often described as a silent disease because there are few, if any, symptoms until someone fractures a bone, usually in the hip, wrist, or spine. Women who have gone through menopause are at highest risk of bone loss, although it can also affect men.
Okay, the New York Post reporting today that illegal border crossings have fallen to record lows, and that the Trump administration is on pace to see the fewest crossings in 60 years. This comes as ICE in Houston is working towards getting rid of illegal immigrants. Brooke Taylor has more from Houston.
We got this exclusive look at the day-to-day operations here at ICE in Houston, and these ERO officers tell me with this added priority to go after criminal illegal aliens, they are seeing 2 to 3 times the number of arrests in just the last few weeks.
Targets coming out the house.
ICE enforcement and removal operations officers have been watching his movements and patterns for days now. The suspect, an illegal migrant from Mexico, convicted in 2004 for alien smuggling, and already removed from the U.S. in 2005, but snuck back in.
Wow. snuck back in. That's what you always look
at. You're not surprised, are you?
No. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, and hopefully nothing will surprise me with that either. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, also, just want to give you one warning before we get into any of these congestion spots here. Pensacon is going on at the Bay Center in downtown Pensacola. There can be some heavy congestion in that area, worse than usual, so be on the lookout for that and make sure you don't hit anybody. I-10 traveling westbound, passing Highway 29 and approaching Exit 7, that's Pine Forest Road. We've got a heavy stretch of congestion there. Also on Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, there are some problems in that area. And Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, giving us worse congestion than usual. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Saturday going to be rainy with a high of 73. Sunday should be drier with a high of 68.
Okay, aircraft changes coming to the Air Force. The T-1A Jayhawk are coming to an end at NAS Pensacola. The 479th Flying Training Group, which trains Air Force Combat Systems officers, began its send-off of the first Jayhawk this week. Expects the last plane to leave by July. The U.S. Air Force announced in 2022 that it would be retiring the fleet of 177 Jayhawks, which have flown in the service since 1993.
Now, we've talked about breakfast prices skyrocketing because of egg shortages. Well, we've got another trend here that is pretty terrible for mid-February. If you're buying chocolate for Valentine's Day, maybe you may have to pay a bit more, Chris. You know why?
I didn't buy any this holiday.
Well, if you were gonna,
I didn't.
You may have to pay a bit more because of a global cocoa shortage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cost of chocolate up a reported 20% this year because of record high cocoa prices. It's a key ingredient in chocolate, of course, and is harvested mostly in West Africa, where cocoa crops have been hit hard recently by climate change and disease, causing prices to skyrocket.
I do know that I did a late night run to Walmart last evening. Let me tell you. It was a zoo.
Really?
People were cleaning off the shelves like we had. You know how it is in this community when we have a tropical storm or hurricane coming to the area and how all of the shelves.
I need toilet paper.
Water. Yeah. You know, everything's gone. Last night, it was like cleaned out the shelves of that chocolate. It was a sight to behold, let me tell you. Hey, could Apple be building robots?
Maybe.
I would probably say, yep, I would think so. If anybody's going to do it, they're going to probably be the ones to do it. Even Brown has more.
Tech blogger Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple is working on robotics, gleaning information from a research paper detailing the Cupertino company's look into humans interacting with robots, though not the type that walk on two legs. The paper shows the company is still in early designs and brainstorming phases. Apple could be pursuing devices that perform tasks integrating hardware and software, but aren't trying to create a personality or companion-like experience. Such devices don't need to resemble people or animals. But the document doesn't rule out such projects, suggesting all robotics could be part of a next-generation smart home. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And always at around this time every hour, I like to give you another reminder of your Wall Street numbers. Well, Wall Street closing mixed to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 165 points to 44,546. S&P 500 fell less than a single point to 61,14. And the Nasdaq gained 81 points to 20,026.
Okay, Apple and Google has brought back TikTok after U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi approved the return. After a ban against it went into effect, although access to the app has been restored, the status of the law is unresolved, and there's still no solution. The app's ownership also has still not been decided. So can we say it's operational, I guess. If you go up there, it's probably... Go ahead. You go on up there. You go on up there. You won't find me over there, but... Anyway, it's available, both Apple and Google. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth visited NATO headquarters Thursday, delivering tough words to the alliance. Kevin Yuriski has more in this Securing America.
Secretary Hegseth saying that NATO member countries need to increase their level of contributions to 5% of national GDP due to the lessons learned over the last several years.
The war in Ukraine, the aggression by Russia, has been a factory reset for NATO, a realization that this alliance needs to be robust and strong and real.
And what does real mean?
We need the ability to create the systems and the munitions necessary to sustain a fight.
The secretary adding that standing on principle is no longer enough.
You can't shoot values.
Hegseth also adding,
there is no replacement for hard power.
Kevin Yuriski, Fox News.
And a Democratic senator looking for answers about a possible $400 million purchase of Tesla Cybertrucks by the State Department. Elon Musk, who's leading Doge for President Trump, is the CEO and co-founder of Tesla. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal sent a letter about the possible purchase to Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Thursday. CBS News reports Blumenthal wrote, quote, Mr. Musk's dual roles pose conflicts of interest so obvious that they hardly require explanation.
Okay, things are getting interesting over in Navarre. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Ray Eddington wants tolls placed back on the Navarre Causeway Bridge. I'm not sure how many people or locals are going to like this. Commissioners will look at taking $1.5 million previously set aside to pay for the PD&E study and putting it toward installing tolling devices at the span to collect funds to be put towards maintenance and eventual construction of a new bridge.
Huh.
Okay, Eddington has been pressing board members to start looking at replacing the old bridge or the current bridge. The proposal will be put on the agenda for the county's Feb 24 meeting.
All righty, just about.
I think that's a good meeting to go to.
Oh, see, you just did the Fox pause for suspense there.
Yes,
you're learning.
Yes, we call it the pregnant pause.
Yes. Got to build that suspense.
Absolutely.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we
Bill
return,
Malusion taught us that. Let me tell you.
Yes, 100%. You know, during the TMZ minute that Chris had earlier, we heard it kind of in passing talking about former Eagles guitarist Don Felder having a bit of a health scare. Well, we've got more details on that and the video showing it coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Little Michael Jackson this afternoon, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. You know, you were talking about and running the weather down for us and leading into the weekend. Once we get past, and you saw the new numbers coming out, 90% chance of rain on Sunday. That's going to be your weather maker day. And then it kind of cools off, and we don't have any chance of rain until Wednesday. Then when Wednesday comes popping in, we got about a 70% chance of rain.
Yay.
Here's what I want to just leave you with on this. Once the weather settles, break out the coats and sweaters. Cold blasts will send the temperatures plummeting.
Right.
By Monday morning, make plans to start the day in the 30s.
Isn't that crazy?
Snow to humidity to rain. I have another word for that, but, you know.
That's just unbelievable. Man, no, Florida.
It's just crazy.
Never ceases to amaze.
We're not far from, and I'll go over the amount of time left before daylight savings time in spring. Only days away.
All righty. Well,
feeling good about that.
Only seconds away is your last full check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, once again, want to remind you, Pensacon going on at the Bay Center downtown, so be on the lookout if you're in that area. Don't run over anyone. Got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at around 67 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Saturday with a high of 73. Sunday is going to be clear with a high of 68.
Okay. Let's not wait any longer here. Days getting longer. Spring is creeping closer. Here's the numbers I was just telling you about. 23 right. days now until daylight savings time. That begins on Sunday, March the 9th. Spring officially arrives 34 days. In 34 days. March 20th. Ready for that one. President Trump's HHS secretary, the pick is sworn in as his choice to lead the Education Department, steps into the Senate confirmation ring. A lot of activity in Washington. Kristen Goodwin's all over it.
Despite weeks of speculation and criticism from Democrats and Republicans over his stances on vaccines and abortion, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sworn in as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services after Senate confirmation. Senator Mitch McConnell, a childhood polio survivor, the sole Republican to join Democrats in voting against Kennedy. The Senate Judiciary Committee advancing nominee for FBI Director Kash Patel, despite a slew of concerns from Democrats, paving the way for a full Senate vote soon. And nominee to lead the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, grilled over President Trump's plans to dismantle the department during her confirmation hearing, telling lawmakers this would require congressional action. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break. Video shows former Eagles guitarist Don Felder being rushed off stage after suffering a medical emergency. He was performing the hit song Tequila Sunrise on the Rock Legends cruise when he stopped playing his guitar. Felder's team posted an update to his social media pages earlier today saying he was dehydrated but is now feeling better. The cruise is still on its way to the Bahamas and Felder is rescheduling his performances.
All right. Glad to hear he's getting better there. In less than 7 days, new mint-flavored treats coming to a Wendy's drive-in near you. Yeah, Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's to offer that new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Swirl goes on sale Friday, February 21st. Not way, about a week. Next week, next Friday, it'll be happening over there. Hey, due to a spike in deaths due to cold stress, it's all due to colder than usual temperatures. Conditions are improving as Florida's government works to restore manatees' habitats. I did a story for you earlier in the week
right.
that the Gulfarium
over in the Fort Walton Beach is now a habitat area for the manatees, keeping a little bit more warm. This is very interesting. They're doing this down in Crystal River, Florida. Dana Marie McNichol has the details.
Now, last year during this time, the manatees, they were in the headlines because they were dying off at an alarming rate due to starvation. It was the seagrass that was disappearing that led to that starvation. Now, Florida Fish and Wildlife raised the alarm because of this. This was a major wake-up call for Florida lawmakers, and Governor DeSantis just recently addressed the state's strategic efforts.
We did take swift action, not only fund research and rescue centers, but also to make even larger investments in water quality to restore and preserve the seagrass that manatees feed on.
The state has dedicated $50 million to rehabilitate their natural habitat, and experts say the seagrass is starting to come back.
Alrighty, Euphoria Season 3's production officially underway with new faces including Rosalia and Marshawn Lynch. HBO announced on X that most of the main cast will also return, including Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, Hunter Schafer, and others.
Okay, Milton City Manager Ed Spears, talking to him this afternoon. He has that list of five candidates who remain in the running as Milton's next chief of police. He asked me, he says he's got interviews on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be talking to him sometime middle week or so in determining who the finalist and who the final candidate was. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
2.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.